If you hammer it, screw it, fasten it, tighten it, cut it, seal it, bend it, solder it, or just want to know how, you're in the right place. Now, back to Rosie on the House.
A texter called in with an application on how he would use the smart washer dryer, as if he was doing the on-peak, off-peak time management that we often talk about in super cooling and doing all your consumption in the off-peak hour. But I mean,
so you, if you work the graveyard shift,
that's pretty limited. If you're on the noon to seven when you're on peak, you know, to be home then and then be gone after 7 p.m. and not getting back before noon the next day, but that may apply to like three people.
or somebody that's really, really managing their peak loads. Again, your peak charge is only hit you from noon to 7 or 9 to 9, whenever the on-peak is. So once you go off-peak, you can cram everything and let it all start at once, both air conditioners, the washing machine, everything. So, okay, there's an app. There's one application, a real-life application for a smart appliance is managing your loads on and off peak. Thank you, loyal listener, for ringing in. And what did he do, ring in or did he
text in?
Text in. All right. But you can ring in if you'd like. The lines are open. Stephanie's here to take your call, get your name, where you're calling from, and what your question is about home remodeling, maintenance, or repair. 1-888-767-4348. So a couple more points on this smart appliance stuff. Okay. I think you can outsmart yourself, don't you think, Romy?
Yeah.
Mom and I kind of had this frustrating conversation just this week about, dang it, because my smartphone wanted to upgrade. No. I just learned everything about the old upgrade. I don't want to go through another 3-week or month or 5 or 6 week education curve on all the things that the upload is going to change. So I kept denying it. Then she says, you know, you keep denying it, I guess something else happens then.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know either. So she accepted it like 2 weeks ago. And so she was frustrated because a couple things she had to relearn made me stay away from it. And then she finally just said, oh, you big baby.
So did you upgrade then?
Well, when she called me a big baby, I had to.
You had to on the big baby.
Then she shamed me.
And how was that? Was that as bad as you were thinking it was going to be?
It does change a few things, you know, and I guess, you know, at my age, I just don't know how much more of my time left on this planet I want to spend relearning things that work perfectly well the way they are. Dang it. Stop it. But I think that's just the way it's going to be. I'm going to have to. So I might as well get over it and quit being a big baby.
You know, the only reason I have kept one is for radio apps. So I can listen to radio when I'm outside of the frequency range. Other than that, I'd go to a dumb phone in a minute.
Yeah.
Just text and call. That's all I really want from it, other than the radio streaming now.
Well, you know, on the topic of smart appliances, the one thing I would do is I would call one of the Rosie Certified Appliance Repair Companies, Frost Appliance or Behr Appliance, and I'd say, because they're all new, right? So probably a lot of them aren't going to have needed repair yet, unless it was under warranty. So I would ask the appliance repair companies, of all of these smart appliances, which ones are getting the least amount of warranty callbacks? Because you're spending big, big money for these products. For conveniences that, like you and I don't know. I don't know how much real-life application there is for them. So check with an appliance repair company and see if they can give you any indication. The other thing I'd ask the manufacturers, how long have you been offering smart appliances? Is this the first generation of what you're offering? I can remember it was 5 years ago at the National Builders Show. They had a microwave that had a little pistol SKU reader on it. And whatever meal you were putting in there, you just read the SKU, and the microwave automatically knew, It was chicken fettuccine frozen by Sara Lee's, and it needed to go into power setting 3 for 4 minutes. You know, it already knew all that. So I thought that was pretty cool. And then Jennifer said, when's the last time you ate a frozen dinner?
Yeah, our microwave broke 3 years ago, and I haven't replaced it because we never used it anyway. That's one that I won't use because I just don't trust the microwave.
Here's a perfect confusing thing. It says the refrigerator will call you if the refrigerator door is open. Okay.
That would have helped me yesterday, and I'm not even kidding. I came home, and it was 2 inches wide open just sitting there yesterday.
Well, what would have happened if the refrigerator would have called you and said my door is open? I wouldn't have let you leave the office.
I wouldn't have left either. And I don't know how you guys survive without a microwave. Are you out of your mind? I wouldn't eat.
I mean, a really smart appliance would be able to close its own door.
You would think if you can get it that far, how about you put a little motor in there to shut it?
Close me. What Rosie would recommend is, listen, y'all, if you're going to get into this smart appliance business in your house, just start with one appliance.
Start with one. Baby steps. Hey, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. If you've got a question, Ken Colburn, our data doctor, is joining us in the next segment. Text talk if you want to get geeky. 1-888-767-4348.